To speak of the late Senator Al-Haj A.M.A. Aziz brings to mind one of Dante's lines written about 700 years ago. There is no greater sorrow than to recall a time of happiness when in grief. This exactly is what I feel at the thought of a departed, very, very dear friend of mine. We met under very fortuitous circumstances in Mathley, where both of us had our first appointments. He as a cadet in the Ceylon Civil Service, and I just 10 days after passing out. He was 2 weeks with high fever and continuous headache, the exact picture of typhoid fever, but also it could be malaria of the malignant tertian type. If typhoid, he had to be sent to Colombo, as hemorrhage and perforation were the complications in the third week. There were no antibiotics at that time, not even sulfonamide. He was the most important public servant in Mathley, and by some chance, if it was malaria, the reputation of the late Dr. Hunt, DMO, would be at stake. That is why I was called in as consultant in spite of being just 10 days after passing out, and Aziz became my first private patient. Quinine injection that should have been given was not given, as Mathley had produced the worst type of incurable quinine abscess, and at that time this was highlighted in the press as well as in the medical journals, and to a personage of Aziz's rank, a doctor would not take a chance. The blood film taken by me was positive for malignant tertian, and I myself boiled the quinine and gave the injection. The result was dramatic. By morning, the headache of 2 weeks had disappeared and the fever came down completely. This was the beginning of a friendship that lasted up to his death. There were many factors in common between us, though in two different spheres. It was a highly reciprocated intellectual friendship with trust, respect, and affection growing as years went by. There was hardly any period of stress, either in his or mine, that we had not confided in each other, trusted freely, and discussed freely before arriving at a suitable conclusion. I developed a profound admiration for his luminous intellect, unaffected by position of authority. He was ever ready to help anyone and everyone, irrespective of caste, creed, status, within legitimate limits. Though being the first Muslim civil servant and possessing a pleasantly attractive and genial personality, together with his background of a brilliant scholastic career in the university, winning an exhibition in history and also the government asked scholarship, and pursuing higher studies in history at St. Catherine's College, Cambridge, and thus providing a long perspective of the past, which is very necessary for the building of the present, and the experience in the capacity of a government agent and the judicial administrative post, yet he never lost the most attractive feature of his character, the childlike simplicity. He discharged his duties with authority and great acceptance and distinction. As a member of the Public Service Commission, as senator in the upper house of the country's legislature at that time, as member of the university court, university council, and the university senate for over 10 years, he served with distinction, rendering a great service in promoting and maintaining proper standards of public administration in this country. In this, he possessed impeccable credentials from his wide and varied positions he held. In our lives, there is no doubt that sometimes an inexplicable destiny seemed to work. Even in the case of Mr. Aziz, I noticed it was so. He was a civil servant for 13 years, and also in the next post, which he liked very much as principal of Zaira, that also lasted for 13 years. I can vividly recall to memory how he announced to me that he was giving up civil service as he wished to serve his community with a significantly broader base. At that time, it was very rare to give up a lucrative civil service with its prestige and position. But that was Mr. Aziz. He had an inner urge to help the downtrodden poor Muslim children. This sentiment was the forerunner of the founding of the YMMA by him, and also equally important and practical was the founding of the Muslim Scholarship Fund. These will ever remain as a lasting memorial. He also knew that English was the master key which alone could unlock all the doors of progress. I still remember, I was a silent and rather surprised listener. I also remember how he used to quote from poet Allama Iqbal, how he used to mention M.C. Sidi Lebbe, how Zaira started in 1892. Then he would often mention Sir Syed Ahmad Khan of Anglo-Mohammedan College at Aligarh. He would mention T.B. Jaya, Vapachimarika. All these people seem to have had a tremendous influence on him. Among the non-Muslims that had tremendous influence on him and his thoughts were former Health Minister Honorable W. De Silva and Anagarika Dharmapala. He believed in the process of progressive change, and he always remembered those lines: "If you are wise, beware of the intoxication of power." He was a living example of an adherent of this aphorism. It was a great privilege in my life to have known him so closely and intimately. I cannot pass this moment without mentioning another very gentle and a great personage, and that was Mrs. Aziz, whom we affectionately called Ummu. She played a great part in the molding of the latter part of his life, because she was always unruffled, even-tempered, pleasant, smiling and motherly. They were a dedicated couple. Ummu was almost like a very dear sister to me, never failed to give me a lunch or a dinner if ever I went, whether Mr. Aziz was present or not. When we discussed a problem with Mr. Aziz for sake of elucidation, clarification and unraveling of a problem, argued on aggressive side, it was always Ummu who appealed to me in his presence with more gentle and more practical solution, with a wee bit of sacrifice, and she was always right. This is why I say that she had a great impact on his life and provided a moderate and fertile ground for uncomplicated and clear thinking. Late Mr. Dudley Sen Nayak, a former Prime Minister, was also very attached to both of us. All three of us were born in the same year, I the eldest, late Mr. Dudley Sen Nayak next, and Aziz the youngest. With Mr. Aziz's death, a great loss occurred to his family and to Muslim community and the whole of Sri Lanka. He was a person who contributed so much with such great distinction in several fields of development. He was versatile and immensely able and bore a very balanced life, with the precision of the civil servant always united to the tenderness of a friend. He was a son of Sri Lanka, about whom all Sri Lankans should be proud, and we should continue to commemorate his memory as we do today.